A lot of kids had pneumonia.
How do you get scarlet fever?
I don't know. I had it. I felt like it.
Well, what are the symptoms?
Well, skin got red and got sick and feverish and laid in bed until you got well or died. That's kind of the way it was.
Deadly. What about, you ever hear of Rocky Mountain fever? Something like that?
Rocky Mountain tick fever?
Yeah.
Yeah? I've had friends who've had it. I hope I haven't ever had.
Really?
It's a tick fever from wood ticks.
That's nothing new, is it? It's been around a while.
Well, Rocky Mountain tick fever's been around forever.
Really?
But then there's another type of tick fever that come in, can't think what they call it. It's relatively, as far as being known is concerned, it's relatively new.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it either.
Yeah.
And that's caused by a tick, obviously. What about, do you have chiggers around here at all?
No, not around here.
Do they have those in Oklahoma?
Yeah, they do have
that. That's where I've heard of those at. Do they have many snakes around here?
Just grass snakes. They won't bite you.
Okay. No rattlesnakes or anything like that? Okay.
Too high and cold.
What about animals, like game animals? Do they have much of that?
Deer and elk that are naturally here. Antelope were naturally here at one time. They've restocked them. Deer and elk were naturally here, and so were antelope, and so were rabbits, sage grouse, sage chickens we call them, blue grouse. Those are the main ones.
Is hunting pretty good around here then?
Well, it was. Good elk hunting, a lot of elk.
Yeah. Is fishing still good around here? Or?
Only fair.
It's gone down.
Not like it was.
What kind of fish? Mostly trout?
Mostly trout.
Okay, what kinds are there?
Well, the rainbows now, when I was a kid, by a lot of natives cut those, but now they're pretty well gone except for a few isolated live streams.
Mm-hmm. I just thought something. You wouldn't happen to know, the name of a trout farmer up in Lake City, Joel?
Yeah, no. I barely know him. I've met him and talked with him a little, but I haven't in a long time.
Okay.
Know who he is. He was kind of a dating family too.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, I interviewed him last fall.
The greatest native of all up there. Pretty good acquaintances.
I didn't get a chance to meet him.
Well, he's quite historical.
Yeah. You were telling me that you've done some research into some of the mining around here.
Well, some of it.
What are the mining towns back? You mentioned a few of them, but
well, of course, Lake City over there was mining. I'd start with. And this way from Lake City, right out south here, there's a place called Vulcan over here. And over here, about 10 miles, a place called Iris. Mm-hmm. And about 5 air miles over here, there's a place where the granite came from. It built this Colorado State Capitol building about 1889-1892. And then one up in Taylor Park, there's so many of them I can't even tell you the names of them.
What's the name of the park?
Taylor Park. That's about 32 miles north of here. There's a reservoir.
Okay.
There's mines all around it. I can't even remember most of the names.
Right.
A place called Union Park next to it. It has a Rosebud and the Wahl mine in it. Wahl, W-A-H-L. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed a man up there here about a week ago who we have it on tape of each, VCR on a, where you can see him talking.
Oh, really? Camcorder.
And he's an expert on the mining, but he's not there right now. He's gone for a while.
Yeah.
And then if you go east of Gunnison, 10 miles and turn northeast, you come to Ohio City and turn left at Ohio City, and there's three mines up what they call Gold Creek. You're going up Pitkin, there's mines up there, and you go over the top of Pitkin down to the north, there's a huge mine up there that'll produce gold.
Mm-hmm.